علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of A Guide to Managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are observing certain sermons, one of which is the 16th sermon and also the 83rd sermon that we will slowly work on, and other small sermons that I'll announce as we go ahead. And we are trying to gather some information and some pieces of advice from Imam Ali alayhi salam for those who are managers, who have managerial positions. And we talked about one of the important factors, or you can say one of the important characteristics that a manager needs to have, which is to be pious. And we say that is a state where a person is alert with regards to his actions, his intentions, the directions he takes. He is more careful and he's attentive and he's not oblivious. This state is very important, and we gave various examples for that. And for a manager, it becomes even more crucial to keep this in mind.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, in the previous session, we mentioned about this phrase from Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Inna man sarrahat lahu al-ibaru amma bayna yadayhi al-mathulat." Inna man sarrahat lahu al-ibaru amma bayna yadayhi min al-mathulat, hajazathu al-taqwa an taqahhum al-shubuhat. He says that, look, if a person observes carefully about what happens around him, and he observes about what happened to the previous communities, to previous institutions, to societies, to groups, and he notices that they perform certain actions after which that group or that society lost its progress, deviated, became destroyed. Or, for example, he sees that they did certain things and took certain steps and they became very progressive. If a person is like that, then naturally he'll become alert with regards to his actions. And that is what we call taqwa. Hajazathu taqwa. But now this taqwa will make him avoid a very important thing. And what is that? Avoid doubtful areas. shady areas. عن تقحم الشبهات. He'll be careful not to do things that are doubtful. Not that he'll become paranoid and become extra, like people who have OCD, let's say. He won't become like that. But he'll be careful. For example, I gave an example previously. When a person is in a managerial position in the government, let's say, suddenly someone starts to give him gifts. He needs to be careful. Like, why is he giving me gifts? Like, what is the reason? Not even big amounts of gifts. Why me? Why not someone else? Why not everyone? Why not that poor person on the on that end of the street? Why me? And then if he reads history and sees how people in managerial positions got deviated, he says, one or two people started to give them gifts, and then after those gifts, they started to give some requests, and he had to follow their requests. And after that, wrong things happened in the society. I mean, you must have seen these things happening. Those people in different parts of the world, they know these things. It's obvious. Just observe and you'll see these things. And you know that, okay, this is a doubtful area I need to avoid.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, there are many other examples of where a manager needs to avoid things because of it being doubtful. You can just quote different examples. Another example is that, that the enemy of Islam is working to deviate the communities and the societies. And suddenly you start to get suggestions and opportunities for your community or for your company or for your managing firm, whatever you're doing, for your business. You start to get suggestions from people that are not very good or that are affiliated with the enemies of Islam, with the enemies of humanity. You start to get suggestions, you start to get projects. Would you take up these projects or you would not? Here is where you need to consult. You see, you need to consult with scholars, with experts. I'm not saying you should avoid straight away. Nor am I saying you should just ignore your doubt or your feeling. I'm saying the state of consulting and finding out from people of knowledge on what I should do in such an area is important. You see, if I'm getting a suggestion from an Israeli company and I'm living somewhere, Israel is committing crimes against humanity, has usurped another person's land, and now he wants to have a relationship with my company. What should I do? Should I accept it? Or no, not Israel, but someone strongly related to an Israeli firm. What should I do? Should I take up these things? See, here, these are doubtful areas, gray areas. Okay, if directly Israel comes to you, you'll avoid. Okay, because you know that, okay, I'm supposed to take steps. But no, someone affiliated, strongly affiliated to these areas where, some of these things could be shady, you will consult with the scholars, with people of knowledge, with people of understanding, and see what your duty is. And that is where a person then avoids the mistakes that he needs to, that previous societies and previous communities made. And then you will see progress. You will see strength. You will see a good, positive resistance from within you to do the right thing. Inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He continuously guides us in different aspects of our life, especially if we are managing certain situations or certain institutes, so that we are able to be successful and achieve the purpose that is required. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مرجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه